This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm starting to get the impression, Jeremy, that this injury was a little bit more than first advertised. Because we're getting a lot of nothing right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of nothing in return for what's going on with our coveted wide receiver. I love, number one, I don't know if I'm president of, because it's probably a family member, but I love me some Zay Flowers. I love Zay Flowers. Other than Lamar Jackson, Zay Flowers is my favorite offensive player. That's even over Derrick Henry. Other than Lamar Jackson, Zay Flowers is my favorite offensive player. Remember how much of a hissy fit I had last year when he kept throwing the ball at the line of scrimmage saying, get this cat downfield. I love Zay Flowers, man.
Don't ask this cat next to me who his favorite player is.
And you're the wide receiver guy.
It's going to be Pat Ricard, damn defensive guys in here talking about a big white dude mowing guys down. Yeah.
It's actually Derrick Henry, but close.
Oh, get out of here. If they were both drowning, you'd save Henry. He's lighter.
I don't know, but when they said they signed Derrick Henry, I kept hearing a knock underneath the Ed's desk, hey, and his hands were on top of it.
I'm not going to deny that.
It was just one knock, though. That's all it took.
When they said they signed him,
this table moved. It's bolted down and it leaned.
It definitely moved when they signed him.
It is funny because I love Zay's game. I think
he's my favorite.
I think he can run all the routes, depending on how you use him. I think there are other teams that may have used him differently. But again, I feel like you can put him almost anywhere. Eventually, if he starts to want to move back inside and play a lot more slot, he can do that later in his career like a lot of receivers do. He has the ability to catch the deep ball, to catch the intermediate, to catch the short one off the line and make you miss. What's not to love about him? And they didn't miss him last week because you didn't need him against that Steelers team. I think it might be a little bit different against the Bills because you want to attack that secondary. And as soon as they come up to try to stop the run, because let's say they put all their effort in saying, Derrick Henry's not going to beat us. I got news for you. Lamar's going to beat you with his arm. I don't care how cold it is out there, or he's going to beat you with his feet. So, again, good luck to the Bills in stopping this because I don't think they can. I think the Chiefs are better suited to stop the Ravens, although I've made my case. I think the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl, so.
I still think it's Ravens Lions.
I think it's Ravens Eagles.
The Eagles really starting to look good, though.
Eagles are going to murder the Rams this week. It's just a bad matchup for LA.
Now, there's some reporting that Zay Flowers could come back this week. Am I right, Joe?
Yeah, Schefter reported that yesterday on Pat McAfee, but we also have the Baltimore Sun saying that he's not coming back at all.
Oh, ew.
Really?
That was last week. They're saying that he would at least miss the divisional round, and he's not in a position to maybe even come back before the Super Bowl.
Flowers come back, any kind of fool could see. Sorry. Are we going to get him? Is he coming back? Well,
we also had our own doc from Orthopedic Associates of Central Maryland who was at the game he got hurt, and he said, I would highly doubt if he's playing again this year.
Okay, well, I'll go with that then. I go with all the
that type. That type of injury is not conducive to the type of play that Zay
has. Yeah, so he's so stop shift, and go and
side
shifty.
To side shifty. Yeah,
if he doesn't have his speed or his ability to cut the way he's capable of, is it again? This is where you start to look at. Remember, I brought up T.J. Watt. We had that big conversation about him. Like, if he plays 70%, you probably still think he's better than everybody on your team, right?
That was Zay.
But I don't think you can say that with a wide receiver because his two greatest abilities are to cut and to run fast. And if you're hampered by that at all, it's not the same.
I just got this update.
Mm-hmm.
Told y'all it's about them hippo laws. That's why they ain't saying much.
Oh, that's Rashawn?
Yeah.
Damn hippo laws, man.
Yeah, just got that. This just did. That's the update.
I got my
Hippo Lodge. Isn't that a club downtown?
Used to be.
All right. What kind of laws?
I still go there.
It's still open?
Yeah, it's a great dance club. It's a sausage fest.
What kind of laws do they have in there?
There's no laws. The only rule is there's no rules. We just don't talk about it.
Outside the Hippo Club.
Yeah. I gotta stop this because there's gonna be people out there that are going, did you hear James?
Of course there are. There's going to be people.
You know, it's funny.
I can ask that all the time. Is he really?
No.
No.
No. I like boobs too much.
Can they win the Super Bowl without Zay playing at all?
Yes. They can. Yeah, this is an immensely talented team.
I don't feel confident about it.
I'm laughing because Joe whispered in my ear, men can have boobs. And as soon as it stopped, Ed goes, they can. And he was talking to you, but it applied to what Joe said to me.
It's funny. I was thinking exactly what Joe said because I know you've been on those sites.
Anyway.
Can we come back?
Baby, come back.
Can we come back? Yeah, I don't know. Winning the Super Bowl without Zay, I think, is a tall task. At some point, they're going to need him.
It hurts because he's so good at what he does, but you have so many other options. If you had to, let's say you're throwing the ball more than likely now. I'm not upset about that at all. Those are going to be, for the most part, safer passes a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I trust him after the catch. I mean, look, he just mushed some guy's ass down into the field on that run and got up with a presence of mind to go back, hand the ball to the ref on the hash so they can spike the ball. So I'm fine with what they have. You just can't. Here's the caveat: you can't suffer any more injuries at that position. And by that position, I mean pass catcher.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Do you think it's more difficult for the Ravens to achieve their Super Bowl goal without Zay Flowers? I think it's a lot more difficult than we talk about. I love. What Rashad Bateman brings to the table. It looks like he and Lamar finally on the same page for the most part. I think that was a challenge for them. I don't know why. It almost at some point seemed personal with he and Lamar, with being personal for Lamar. Maybe he didn't work hard enough and Lamar thought he didn't, you know, put enough effort forward in the offseason, what have you. But it seems like they're finally on the same page. And that's a good thing.
Do you think, all right, so I mean, this is what we don't know about Zay, because we've seen other guys come back from injuries where you're like, I can't believe he's coming back now. We've heard multiple people say they don't believe he's going to come back. I mean, why is there a conflicting report now saying he is? There's somebody just leaking bad information to, you know, one of the best reporters in the league, the one that's most connected, right?
Right.
And would you say that about Schefter? That's pretty fair. Like, you know, it used to be a Woj in the NBA or Shams. But you could look at some of the other guys now and go, yeah, when Schefter puts out something, I'm usually going to believe it.
Well, here's it in the category of Jeremy Kahn. They can both be true. We had our orthopedic and Central Maryland doctor say, there's no way he comes back. Schefter says he does. What if he comes back, but he's just not the same?
Fair enough.
You see what I'm saying? So you could add, they can both be true in this situation.
I believe that completely because think about this. No one person actually has the answer. People go for second and third opinions on injuries, and it can be conflicting. So if someone says, he's not coming back for the regular season, the next doctor says, oh, no, I can fix this. So I believe that both can be true.
Yeah. You know why people go for second and third opinions? It's because they want to hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
They're hoping you tell them what they want to hear.
Well, it's also good to have. If you got something serious going on, you want to have someone maybe have a different opinion.
Is it like when Larry David went to the doctor about his, was it his knee that was he had the issue with? And the doctor was telling him it was his knee. The doctor was telling him, so he went for a second opinion. The other doctor gave the exact opposite advice, so he took his advice.
I do remember that.
But that's the thing. Like, a lot of times when you're going through something like this, the second opinion, you're just looking for someone to tell you what you want to hear.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. I think it'll be a taller task, but I still think it's possible. If they don't
it's definitely possible. I'm not saying it's impossible at all. I'm just saying I think it's much more challenging without him than it is with him.
For sure. Hey, Rob, yesterday you said, I said old school hip-hop. I was talking about old school R&B.
Okay. That's why I asked. I didn't know whether you said hip-hop or not.
Hey, with hip-hop, it would have been like a ludicrous move, B, get out the way.
Yeah, see, that's what, in fact, when you asked the question, that's the first song that came to mind, so maybe I was thinking hip-hop.
All right, brother.
All right, have a good one. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Did you just give him his black card back? Is that what just happened?
Now, what song did he pick yesterday? That was black R&B. The song
that was
picked.
The Get the Funk Out of My Face.
Yeah, that's Brothers Johnson.
Yeah,
he didn't lose his black.
No,
car
but
for
you
that.
Were saying it wasn't hip hop. It was R&B.
I was asking if he said hip hop or R&B. I wasn't sure what he said.
I think you hung up on him. I don't remember.
No, I didn't hang up. I haven't hung up on him in about a week.
About 3 days, four
okay.
days.
Okay.
Not quite
four,
a week.
Four, five. Do we count the weekend or the weekend have to count because we're not here?
It counts.
It counts? All right. You got to count the weekend. That means he has about two more days.
Gives you a little bit more of a buffer.
He has about two more days of full conversation before I hit the button.
And if he says, hey, Mike, let me ask, don't say anything. He's going to hang up on you.
Timing is perfect in that way.
It was. I hate it. That was one of my favorite things ever on the radio was when we would have Bubba from Bowie come in and we'd tell him to sing the Redskins, the Commanders fight song. And he's like, I'm not going to do it because you're going to hang up on me. No, we're not going to hang up on you. Just do it. Help. Like, I laugh every effing time.
I did
Scott
it radio. I did it to a Boston fan years ago. A guy called. We were talking. He's like, "Yeah, well, I'm a Red Sox fan." I hung up the phone. He called back. He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I got cut off." I go, "Yeah, yeah. What were you saying again?" Hey, same thing. I'm a Boston fan. It took like five tries before we got it.
Something wrong with your phone, buddy. Every time you say you're a Boston fan, it cuts out.